Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Livestock market economist Daryl Peel joining us. We're back with Daryl in just a moment. University researchers conclude that parasite-controlling cow herds improve returns by $201 per head. Get your share by treating cows and calves with Ivomec brand products. Simply use an Ivomec brand product this spring. If the improved average calf weaning weight doesn't cover your product costs, Mary L. will make it right. That's the Ivomec Challenge. Call 888-8-IVOMEC to get $30 on a 5-liter or equivalent size injection. Again, that number is 888-848-6632. Ivomec.
Go ahead and let the wind blow. Doesn't bother Brooke Strader. The O'Keene, Oklahoma farmer uses conservation tillage on his western Oklahoma farm to keep the soil from eroding, preserving moisture, and, most importantly, protecting the environment. Brooke Strader, a proud member of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau, feeding and clothing the world one farmer at a time.
Mighty pleased to have along with us today livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel, who indicates that this last Friday's cattle on feed report very significant in the placement number, the number of cattle actually placed into feedlots during the month of March this year versus 1 year ago. And he says the real key right now is to understand that the numbers suggest that we're simply not going to have a lot of weakness based on supply anyway of cattle and beef this summer.
What this really does in focusing on the placements is looking ahead to, you know, where we're going to be. And when you combine that lower placements number and you also look at the weight breakdowns and you see that an awful lot of the placements that were in there were actually in the very lightweight categories, it suggests that we're talking about placements now that are going to come out in September and October. And so I think there had been some fear out there that we were going to see an increase in placements and kind of piling up cattle against maybe the summer months. And I think we've alleviated some of that fear here.
So, Daryl, does this suggest that maybe the strength that we've got in the cattle market right now, does it hang on for a while? Is that what you're seeing?
I think it does. It certainly suggests that from a supply standpoint, you know, on a longer-term basis, we've got some momentum in place that will carry forward. I think, again, we've kind of eliminated some of the seasonal or timing issues that we had out there. Now, having said that, I do think we'll probably see some relative increase in placements in April and May. We do know, for example, here in the Southern Plains that we've got some cattle on graze-out wheat. Mm-hmm. Not a huge number, but in a relative short-term timing sense, we'll see some increase. So we probably will bump up placements a little bit here, but this does a lot to alleviate some of the fears we had going into this.
Without a doubt, several factors continue to suggest that we are in pretty good shape right now. The packers are making money, according to HedgersEdge.com. Cattle owners on closeouts are making maybe $100 a head, or in some cases more at this $99 a pound level. Does look like a wholesale box beef tray continues to show a lot of strength, up above $170 per hundredweight as of Monday afternoon. Daryl, I guess what the next big step out there for the cattle market, Memorial Day, the wholesalers, retailers going to be likely lining up supplies within the next week or so, right?
They certainly will, and that's going to probably be the real test in terms of where we are with demand. You know, we've pushed up boxed beef to a level now where, you know, eventually that's got to be reflected more than it has been in retail prices. So we'll really find out there what kind of pushback there might be in terms of consumers' willingness to accept higher beef prices. So that's still ahead of us. It'll be the real test, and you know, Memorial Day is a key weekend for us here going into the summer grilling season, if you will, and those purchases will be made in the next 2 weeks or so.
OSU's Daryl Peel, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Coming up Saturday, May 1st, is the Hall Cattle Company Coyote Hills Ranch Limousine Production Sale at the ranch near Chattanooga, Oklahoma. Selling 200 head, including 45 fall calving pairs, 35 spring calving pairs, 30 bred heifers, and 10 open heifer calves. For a sale catalog, just call 580-597-3006 or go to hallchr.com. That's hallchr.com. The Hall Cattle Company Coyote Hills Ranch Limousine Production Sale, coming Saturday, May 1st, near Chattanooga, Oklahoma.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.